Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's incrinculant. There we go, Bob. You know what that means? It's time for the Limitless Express. Austin City Limits Bechtold takes over the show at this point, Bob. The 50-minute mark we're coming up on. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits, the floor is yours.
Well, Joe, thank you very kindly.
No, thank you.
I wanted to bring up the recent college football playoff top 25, Bob, because after the loss to Notre Dame, where they didn't lose 110-10, but did lose in somewhat blowout fashion to Notre Dame, Pitt has three losses and is no longer on the list. Mm. The highest ranked ACC team is Miami at 13, which means that they are currently on the outside looking in. The Panthers will play Georgia Tech, who is 16th ranked in the rankings. So very important for Pitt. Last two games are against the top two teams in the ACC.
And if they do win those two games, I believe they'll have a spot in this ACC championship game. It would be the only way that they can make a claim that they deserve to be in the college football playoff, because right now Tulane is ranked ahead of every team, I think. They're not ahead of Virginia, no. But Tulane would be the last team in, I think, as a 12-seeded team, based on how this goes. And if so, they would play the fifth-seeded team, because 1 through 4 get byes. But, you know, Miami is the only team currently, if you look at what they just released last night, Miami is in as next-to-last seed because of where they're ranked. That's the only team that's in there from the ACC. And that's, right now, Georgia Tech's not in there, Virginia's not in there, of course, Pitt's not in there. So Miami, you know, I don't know if can they get into the ACC championship game if they win their next two?
It's very complicated at this point. They're probably mathematically alive. What was your exact question, though, Limits?
Yeah, well, my question was just the entirety of it. Pitt obviously has to win these games against Miami and Georgia Tech. There's no doubt about that. I'm curious if they do. Where do you think Pitt would slot in the college football playoff?
They may not even get in.
If they win the ACC championship, that has actually become a topic of conversation.
I'm telling you, Tulane in their conference, Tulane right now is ranked in. They're in there.
What's the line on Georgia Tech?
Tulane's still going to be able to get in because they're the highest ranked group of five team.
Right, so, but that would knock out one of the you wouldn't go for all five conference champions then.
You would.
No, you wouldn't. Because I don't think the ACC is going to, unless they're ranked, they got to be ranked high enough.
Well, because remember last year, Bob, Boise State was one of those teams that were higher ranked. They ended up getting the three seed. Arizona State.
Well, they changed all that seeding. They changed all that seeding.
Right, in terms of buys.
I have to believe the ACC champion is getting into this thing. I realize it's a point of contention right now.
Okay, why then is Tulane in there right now?
Well,
ahead of Virginia Tech, ahead of, or Virginia, ahead of Georgia Tech, everyone else except Miami. Miami's the only team that's ranked and has a better slot than Tulane. I don't know how that works.
We won't have to worry about it if Pitt loses. They better beat Georgia Tech, and they're a 2.5-point underdog. Next.
Yeah, so basically right now, what would happen is Miami would be the 11 seed, Tulane would be the 12 seed.
Right, but so, Miami is not in a position right now to even get in the ACC championship. I think I read that because of where they are.
So don't you think that that is also assuming, though, based off the bracket, that Miami would win the ACC?
How about if they don't? And we don't have any teams from the ACC ranked in the top
15. Wait, Miami's
not
winning the ACC?
Right, but so what would be the case then if a team from the ACC does not make the playoff then?
What do you mean what would be the case?
Like how would that entirely happen?
They're not ranked. Like,
there's a stipulation that if you have to be ranked a certain spot.
Top 12.
Top 12 if you win your conference. It's just assumed you will be, but they're making it less than an assumption right now.
Okay, let's assume Pitt beats Georgia Tech.
Yes.
They're not ranked right now. Where would they end up next week in the rankings?
21st.
Yeah, they barely get
something
in, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Then if they beat Miami, how high can they climb? And you got to remember,
probably
teams,
not in the top 12.
There are teams ahead of them that are still winning.
It's a legitimate question. Next.
Kay Adams wonders if the George Pickens trade, this was on her Up and Adams podcast, was the worst trade in NFL history.
I think that trading George Pickens is probably going to go down as one of the worst deals in NFL history. Mm. And I mean that. And I'm sorry to the Steelers. I just think it's true. And, you know, the best from a Dallas perspective, like, what a haul. It is so clear. It is so glaringly obvious watching George Pickens last night, a day after Kenneth Gainwell led Pittsburgh in receiving against the Bengals. This is clearly a bad call by the Steelers.
Well, that's taking out the part that we all talk about would it have worked here? But that's maybe being too fair to the Steelers. She's 100% right. George Pickens right now would be first or second team all pro. So people 20 years from now aren't going to say, oh, I don't know if Pickens would have worked out with the Steelers because of the dynamic there. They're going to look at the fact that the Steelers got a third round pick for a guy who, if, and it's a very big if, keeps his head on straight, could be a multiple time all pro. There's Smith and Jigba's having the best year, and then it's Chase and Pickens.
He's ahead of Chase.
In some respects, yeah.
On yardage, he is.
In yardage, yeah.
And touchdowns, he is. So those are the two most important things I see.
He might be
receiver.
A first team all pro.
Well, then
she's
been
crazy.
My theory the whole way. This is all I thought of and why I wanted to keep him. It has nothing to do with future money. Because you're not obligated to any future money with him. He's making $3.6 million this year, right?
Yeah.
He has 20-some more catches than Metcalf, I believe. My point is, if you had him here, that would have solved your number two. And yes, I realize that he can go off at any point in terms of lose his mind. But I also knew that if money was the number one factor in his life, and I believe it is, that he would have to put up and or shut up or never get it.
Yeah, so. And I'm looking at a list of the seven worst trades in the history of the league. One of them is Titans send A.J. Brown to the Eagles. If this keeps up, this is on par with that. It is.
I don't know about in the history of the game. That's a strong statement there. I'd have to look back at some of the worst trades.
I just read you the sixth worst trade of the history of the game is A.J. Brown to the Eagles from the Titans.
Okay, keep going. Go through the list then if you
Well, then you get to ones.
Is number one Herschel Walker trade?
Let me see that's, here.
It has to be
or
one
is it
of
the
them.
The Deshaun Watson trade.
The Browns trade for Trent Richardson.
That was number three overall pick.
The Broncos send five picks and three players to the Seahawks for Russell Wilson, his third worst all time.
I think that was one of the worst trades.
For sure.
Because all
she said was one of the worst.
Yeah. we'll
if this keeps up. Number two worst trade of all time. Browns trade 3 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson.
That will it. No one will ever get worse than that.
Yes, it
no,
will.
No, no.
The Vikings.
You're going to tell me
the Vikings trade basically their entire franchise for Herschel Walker and turn the Cowboys into a mini dynasty. That was worse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Deshaun Watson, for what they gave up, for the money they brought in, and for this never-ending cycle of quarterback crap that they have.
Oh, believe me, Bob, it's number two all time, but I don't think it tops Herschel Walker.
I don't know about that. I'd have to think it's at least on the same level.
And when Kay Adams, who I think is very good, says this could be one of, in other words, in the top 5, 6, 10 trades in the history of the league, people may look back on it someday. But it's, again, that's if George Pickens keeps his head on straight in
Dallas. Let me ask you this. Knowing what we know now, would the Steelers take a mulligan on this trade?
They wouldn't. Because they knew they couldn't control Pickens anymore. That's what they told the NFL world.
Okay, maybe they did. But I'm saying control is an interesting word there. Because I think, again, it's the money attached to the end of this whole thing that's driving him to do this. He knows it. It's his only way. He has to be on his best behavior, at least better behavior. And I was of the belief that it's worth a gamble to keep him here and see if that would have happened. That's all I'm saying.
90% chance of rain and a high of Troy Polamalu, 43, a low of Rod Woodson, 26. Bob, if you have to choose just one of those for your all-time Steelers secondary, who do you choose? You only get one.
Who are the Rod
Troy
Woodson?
Or Rod Woodson?
That's a tough one. How about if I can say, can I have Troy Woodson?
I might go Woodson because of his ability to just lock up half the field and return kicks.
You forget how good he was, especially at corner. He was
at safety, he was
dynamic too, but I mean, at corner, he was just.
And I'll tell you what else I would have done is I would have given Woodson about 10 snaps on offense.
Yeah, they could have done that for sure. Troy was so unique and so destructive back there. I mean, that's a tough pick.
Now you have one pick limits. Bob refused to make a pick.
I said I'd combine the two and come up with Troy Woodson.
Bob refused to make a pick.
That's a pick.
I would pick Troy Polamalu.
No. Polamalu, Woodson, or Mel Blount. You get one player to put in your second. Limits?
What rules are we playing under?
Oh, come on, Limits.
That's a pertinent question. It's a fair question. I'm going to back up the young man. That's a fair question.
I don't know. We're playing a football game to save the world. You get one of these guys for your secondary.
Well, first of all, Mel would max out penalties if you're playing today's football the way he played.
I'm taking Woodson because of the return and because I'm using him on offense too.
I'm taking Troy. He's also my favorite Steeler of all time.
And Bob's taking Blunt. I love that.
They're all good choices.
Something
feels lucky to have those in one city.
Very symmetrical about that, Bob. Not to mention, we once had Joe Burnett. Remember him when he picked off Bruce Gradkowski late in that game?
Joe Burnett.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers
Law Group. Burns.
Ricardo Coakley.
That's right, Ricardo Coakley. I forgot about him, too.
Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Okay, top of the hour. I have a six-pack of Steeler questions for you fine gentlemen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.